Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hello, this is Ethan Lybrand, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. I'm the NBA National Ambassador, and to show your support to kids like me, go to NBA.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as I welcome back a guest who's been on the show before. Cora has read her book, Charlie May's First Day. Her name is Hannah Wilson. She's a children's author, and she also is very invested in the special needs community because of her own daughter, Charlie May. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Hannah Wilson.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm glad to be here again.
Thank you for reaching out to me about this special egg hunt that's coming up in April.
Yes, thank you so much. Any way that we can spread the word on this, and then also like just to give other people's ideas of how to make their egg hunt accessible or accessible.
Well, you know, Hannah, there are so many different traditions that we have, and they have gone for decades. And it may be that some of our traditions, they're not as inclusive because maybe 30 years ago or 40 years ago, we weren't thinking so much about the special needs community. And maybe some of the traditional things that we do, the activities, we could incorporate some things to accommodate the special needs community.
Right. I think the biggest thing is people just aren't aware. They don't know. And they, you know, just aren't familiar with stuff like this until they're personally affected by special needs. They just don't really know. So I feel like people would do better if they knew better. So that's what we're all trying to do.
Well, and for you, as we've talked before Charlie May, this was probably something you wouldn't necessarily incorporate into your activities.
Yeah, exactly, for sure.
As you mentioned, it's just sometimes people not thinking about it. If it's not front of mind awareness, if it's not something they're affected by directly, it's not that they want to ignore people. It's just that they simply don't have that day-to-day interaction so that they are thinking about someone with special needs.
Right. This kind of came to our attention, well, since Charlie has been around, we haven't really went to any egg hunt. But what triggered this was 2 years ago, we went to a local pumpkin patch. And there wasn't anything for Charlie to do. Like, her little sister was having fun, but Charlie couldn't even get on the hayride. The next year, the next spring rolled around, and I had an idea to have an accessible egg hunt, like and invite just other local special needs kids, and that's what we did. And Charlie, not only is she in a wheelchair, but she's not your typical kid. You know, she can't grasp Easter eggs, so I thought of a way that her and kids like her could hunt their own Easter eggs. And so we put together an egg hunt and invited some other kids, and it turned out really good. And then in the fall, we ended up having a fall festival with an accessible hayride and lots of fun things that the kids could participate in. And so from there, both of those really, they turned out good. So we decided to form a nonprofit that we're actually in the process of doing. It's called Special in a Small Town. So we're just going to be doing these events that are catered to special needs families, like, and not only the kid with special needs, but we want it to be fun for their sibling too. And then also, it's not even so much about them, like, it's about the parent too. Like, they can come to these events and know that all of their kids are going to be able to participate. And then so also through these events, I've met different kids with different needs. So this year we're actually going to have 3 separate egg hunting courses. So the first one is going to be for kids that are going to be walking, and they're going to be hidden, you know, more traditionally, like in the grass. We'll have some in a big corn pit, and then we'll also have some hidden kind of higher up on that course for the kids who may have a hard time bending down. The second egg hunting course is going to be for kids like Charlie who can't grasp their own egg. So I made a magnetic glove with some magnetic eggs, and these eggs will be, you know, out good in the open so the parent can kind of help the child, help move their hand to be able to pick up the egg. And then the third egg hunting course is for kids also on wheels, but the ones who are going to be able to get their own egg and who want to, like, really hunt them and find them. And it's really so easy to make any egg hunt accessible, and it could just mean so much to people. So in that third course, we'll have, like, kid-sized tables. We have a big planter box that we just planted a lot of flowers and stuff in, and we wanted to give it time to kind of grow. And so we'll put eggs in that. So it's kind of like bringing the ground up for these kids so they get to, like, be, you know, good and in nature like these other kids. And then also we'll have those metal stakes. They're kind of shorter that you can put in the ground and hang like a hanging pot on it. You can, we're doing some of those to hide eggs in those. I hope none of the kids are listening because I'm telling them all the hiding spots. but we also have some little tin mailboxes, like, screwed to the fence. And then we'll have some, just like little, like a piece of wood, like screwed to the fence to be able to put different things on it to kind of hide eggs on it. And then also, like, some sensory bins on, like, kid-sized tables for these kids to be able to dig in. Like, you can literally, like, all these churches who have, like, big egg hunts, like, you can go in the kids' room and then get one of those tables and take it outside, and you could just get a bin on top and then go to your local feed and seed store and get a bag of corn and dump it in there to hide eggs. And, you know, it's just little things. Like, you can do it. Like, it's not hard to make it accessible.
I think about the fact that it starts with your daughter, Charlie May, and thinking about her circumstances. And then, as you mentioned, there are other children with different abilities, and you think about those and then incorporate and adapt. And so when you think about the others who have been involved, who maybe have offered suggestions, have you had people that have said, maybe we should try this, Hannah?
No, but I want that. Like, I have asked people, and I feel like because it's pretty, you know, local. We haven't completely formed a nonprofit, so I think it's mostly people that kind of personally know me, and they don't feel comfortable, like, because they just know that we're doing it on our own, and they don't really feel comfortable in trying to, like, give me suggestions. But it's like, hey, if none of these fit your kids' needs, like, please let me know. Like, I would love to make it accessible for them. But, like, for example, autism, like, it's like special needs, like, it's just a huge, huge range. And I don't know much about a lot of it. So like the first egg hunt that we did, luckily some the kids that were here in chairs were more like Charlie, and none of them really wanted to actually hunt them. You know, they needed them more right there in their face. And then at the fall festival, I met a couple of kids who probably that wouldn't have been as fun for them, you know? So there's a lot. Like, I'm learning a lot. I'm excited to learn more. I would absolutely love input from anybody who would be willing to give it to me.
It sure sounds like there are opportunities for input. And as you grow, and this is an open invitation to those to offer suggestions, and that can help you and that can help them in their community if they would like to have an extra special egg hunt in their community. I'm hoping that someone listening right now who may not be in your particular area, but they're somewhere and they're thinking, I would like to do something like this for my community. That would be great if we could get people involved in that way.
Yes, absolutely.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Hannah Wilson. You know her from Charlie May's First Day. She is an aunt to Elena Burt, who has been on the show, and we've talked about Charlie's Chance, charlieschance.org, when it comes to epilepsy and seizure safe schools. And when we come back, I want Hannah to share about this special event some more, the extra special egg hunt coming up April the 9th from 2 to 4 p.m. on a Saturday. And we'll talk some more about that if you'll all stick with us. I hope you will. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got The Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am so glad that you can be with us. Spring is in the air. I know we've had cold snaps. We are now looking at warmer weather moving forward, which means that we are getting closer to Easter time. And right now I have on the line with me Hannah Wilson to share about the extra special egg hunt as we think about those in the special needs community who are differently abled and providing events for them to be able to enjoy just like we do. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Hannah Wilson.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, thank you so much for reaching out to me, because this is something that's so important, and all it takes is spreading the word. And once somebody listens, as we talked about in the first segment, it may not be front of mind awareness, but after listening to this show, someone might say, well, I didn't think of it that way. I didn't think about incorporating this into my event, but now I want to try to do that.
Yeah.
So what would you suggest to someone who may not be in your particular area where you live as far as trying to organize? We do have time. If someone organized an extra special egg hunt like you're doing down in Plantersville, Alabama.
Yeah, so I heard of another one that's called Hope Haven Kids, and they're having a sensory-friendly egg hunt from 10 to 1. I guess you can just Google Hope Haven Kids in Alabama or look them up on Facebook. But as far as planning your own or making your own, like all the things that I've mentioned, like bringing the eggs a little higher up so kids could actually reach them. And if you wanted to take it a step further for kids like my daughter who aren't able to grab the eggs themselves, I made a YouTube video last year when we first did this and documented how I did it and gave instructions on how to make the glove. Like, I just did it with felt and a magnetic wand. I just sewed it on there and then hot glued a magnet into a plastic egg. So it's super easy. Anybody can do it. I just documented these events, you know, to just help spread awareness and then how you can make stuff like this inclusive. You can just search on YouTube, EGG, extra special egg hunt, and then maybe it will come up. Another thing that you can do that we're doing, we're going to have something called Egg Fairies. We're having some local beauty queens come, and they're going to be egg fairies, and they're going to have their own Easter basket with some extra eggs, and they're going to be on the course one with the kids that are going to be on feet. But I know because it's for siblings too, so some of these kids may not be as quick as others. So the egg fairies are going to kind of keep their eyes on those particular kids. And, you know, so they're going to ensure that these kids are going to be able to find eggs. So kids like Charlie, who don't, you know, they don't show much emotion. So with the magnetic eggs, like, you may not think that they're getting a kick out of it, but, like, just, like, look up at that parent's face or the sibling's face, like, to see that child to be able to pick up their own Easter egg, like, it's just super special. And if you just, you know, took the time to do just a couple things to make your egg hunt accessible, it could just mean so much to a lot of people.
You know, speaking of things meaning a lot to others, I'm really impressed, Hannah, and I've alluded to this before when you were on the show the last time, is taking the extra steps that you have because of Charlie May. As I mentioned in the first segment also, it led to your niece, Elena Burt, with starting Charlie's Chance, and now with the egg hunt. These are things that you have really stepped out to try to help other families, and I appreciate the fact that you're doing that, because it will lead others to think along the same lines that, well, I've got this child and this child has special needs, and I want to make sure that they're able to enjoy these activities as well.
Yes, I hope so.
Well, let's talk about your particular event, when it's going to take place, where it's going to take place, and how people can connect to you to find out more information, Hannah.
Yes, so it's on Saturday, April the 9th from 2 to 4. If you want to come, you can call me or send an email to specialinasmalltown@gmail.com, or you could call or text me at 205-294-0382. Like I said, it's from 2 to 4. The Easter Bunny will be here. The Easter Bunny happens to be my husband, so he's going to be a good Easter Bunny. And then we'll probably start actually hunting the eggs around 2:30. And then also, our friends from A Little Something Extra Ice Cream will be here. And she's been on the show before, you know, Michelle Norwood and Hunter Norwood.
Absolutely.
And so they will be here. And also we have some really special guests coming, like after, you know, we get Hunting Eggs, then Spider-Man and Anna and Elsa will be here. So we're pretty excited about that, especially excited for the Spider-Man because he just happens to be a, he has a sibling with special needs.
Oh.
There's going to be goodie bags and arts and crafts. And one of Charlie's teachers is going to come in a Peeps costume. So there's going to be a life-size Peep. Also, there's going to be a giveaway for the parents. An Easter basket is made for mom and dad. So you can have a chance to win that. There's going to be a lot of good stuff in there. So far, we've had some local people that donated. Moreland's Jewelry, Clan Outdoors, and Peach Park are just a few that have donated so far. And we're planning to put some good size gas cards in there because we know that's a big issue for parents right now. Did I mention goodie bags? I don't remember if I said goodie bags. Also, there's going to be cotton candy, and I'm particularly excited about this because it was so random. On YouTube the other day, I was looking for something else, and this video from 5 years ago popped up from a family in Alabama about their daughter who has special needs. And so I looked them up on Facebook because I wanted to connect with them, and then I happened to see that the big brother is selling cotton candy. He makes cotton candy. So I was like, I would love to have him at the event with his cotton candy machine. And then also a big thing here is we, you know, firsthand know how stressful these things can be, like financially when you have a child with special needs, like things are just so expensive. So we have made it a point, you know, we don't want families with special needs to come to this and have to worry about paying for something. So that's not an issue. They don't have to pay for anything. And these events are specifically for special needs families. You know, it's a place, like we work so hard to kind of normalize our kids' disabilities and things like that. But this is a place where you don't have to work hard at it. And, you know, you can just, you fit right in. You don't have to worry about standing out or if your child causes a scene or, you know, or just, you know, being scared at. So it's a place where you can relax and just blend in and have fun.
Very nice. And Hannah, what was the email address again for people to contact?
specialinasmalltown@gmail.com.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to try to make an effort to be down there this year for that event and cover it through the Mark White Show. If I can get down there on April the 9th from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, I would love to be there and be part of the extra special egg hunt. And again, Hannah, I appreciate you putting this together. I know with you expecting, it takes a lot of your energy to try to do this, among other things, including an interview on the Mark White Show. But I appreciate the fact that you found the energy, you dug down deep, and you did it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining me again, Hannah.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Folks, Hannah Wilson, she is also the author of Charlie May's First Day, and we've been talking about extra special egg hunt coming up Saturday, April 9th, 2 to 4 at 17175 County Road 16, Plantersville, Alabama. I hope that you will get involved. You can also email Hannah at specialinasmalltown@gmail.com. I watched it all on my radio.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center. You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Hannah Wilson, and I hope that you will share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then go over and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my home.